Hi, everyone. Welcome inside the studio. Dave Spadaro with Eagles quarterback Mark Sanchez. We are ready to rock with Mark at the quarterback position. How's life changed since Sunday?
It's been a little different. My phone's been kind of blowing up.
I imagine.
I need to change my service.
I'm sure.
Or just throw this thing in the Schuylkill River.
Well, how do you handle it, Mark? Because it is a different, from the media standpoint and the attention standpoint, it's a lot different than the first 8 weeks of the season.
Right. Fortunately, you know, I've been through similar situations in New York, a large media market, obviously. So it's business as usual for me. A couple more interviews, but that's no big deal. Always love coming on with you guys.
Thank you.
But
we love having you.
This is fun stuff. You know, the other stuff is.
Does the second time around help you kind of get the media more, or?
You know, I felt like just these last couple days that the most important thing to me was to not change, because I didn't change my preparation, and that's why I was ready to play on Sunday. Plenty of mistakes and plenty of things to clean up. By no means am I saying it's perfect, but I knew what to expect. I was ready. I didn't get caught off guard. Same thing with this. You know, I know what the talking points are. I know what coach's game plan going into the week is. And, you know, I echo those same things in all my interviews because that's what I truly believe.
Yeah.
I believe in the system. I believe in Coach Kelly. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do, but it's going to be fun.
So I did this story. I talked to two quarterbacks who'd come into similar situations. Donovan McNabb goes down in 2002. A.J. Feely steps in. Donovan McNabb goes down in 2006. Jeff Garcia steps in. They both had success, and they both said that they felt the whole organization and the city really supported them. Do you feel like everybody wants Mark Sanchez and the Eagles to succeed?
100%. And it's, you know, you never want to see your fellow players go down, whether it was D'Amico or Nick. Those are two important players and pivotal players to our success. Well, once you find out what the injury is, you diagnose it, okay, what's our next step? It's next man up, mm-hmm. and that's how everybody feels, whether it's Molk getting in there for Kelsey, whether it's Tobin playing for Harriman's or for Mathis. I mean, he's played all over the place, Gardner coming in. That's the way we feel, and as soon as those guys step up, the other players, the coaches, everybody in the building, they just embrace him. And naturally, the fan base does the same thing. So that's encouraging.
It doesn't seem to work that way everywhere around the league, does it?
You know, this is a special place. And I think one of the coolest things is seeing how close all the buildings are, the facilities are. You know, you got the Sixers and Flyers, the Phillies, and us. And we're all right here in a two-block radius.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. You know, in New York, everything's so spread out. You know, you don't see those guys as much. And it's a trek to get to a Brooklyn Nets game or
right.
to a New York Knicks game or Yankees or Mets, you know, that's hard. And here, I mean, it's right down the street. You're here at this facility all day anyway. You walk over to the game and walk back, catch a couple innings, catch a couple periods of the hockey game, whatever.
You're
so that's cool.
You're a Philly guy already.
I guess so.
But this city's cool for you,
but
right?
But you just get wrapped up in the city yeah. and you really enjoy it.
How's the body feel? I mean, Sunday was the first time you'd really been hit in
right,
a while.
Right, right. Got a couple massages. I'm feeling
good.
I'll be ready to go. And Coach has a great schedule for us, keeping us fresh.
What do you think about this offense, Mark, and how it's going to translate for you?
You know, we talked about it in the offseason, but it fits with my personality, with my style of play. I love the play action stuff. I love being able to get out on the move. The drop back stuff is perfect. It's a lot of stuff I've repped before, and I'm thankful for all those reps in the offseason, for all the reps that Coach gives the backup guys. When you're, you know, number two and three, you still get reps during the week. So, you know, I'll just take advantage of those and really use this work week to get my timing down with the wideouts and tight ends, backs, all that. We'll be ready to go, but I'm excited about it.
How harsh were you and Coach Musgrave and whoever else you watched film with when you watched your game on Sunday?
Coach Musgrave's real good about whether it's the best play you've ever made or the worst play you've ever had, about staying even keel and coaching you exactly, not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And so we watched it a little bit yesterday and a little bit today. But, you know, a couple footwork things, a couple timing issues. But for the most part, not a bad game. We want to get away with, do away with a couple of those turnovers, and we'll be moving well.
Well, I would say have a great game Monday, but that's not the way we think around here. Have a great rest of your day today.
All right,
Mark Sanchez, thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.